This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show anything you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Another thing that's killing us, more than just heart disease and strokes are up, surprise, surprise, fentanyl. Fentanyl, before I play this for you, just so you know, comes from China. That's where fentanyl is made. So our number one geopolitical foe, the thing that is now the leading cause of death, by the way, in America is fentanyl. The thing that is killing most Americans is fentanyl. It is made within the borders of our number one geopolitical foe. Our number one geopolitical foe, just walk with me as we connect some dots here. Our number one geopolitical foe, who has lots of very shady looking ties with the Biden crime family. The Biden crime family that has intentionally, not accidental, it wasn't a whoopsie, they've intentionally opened up the southern border so fentanyl can come flooding into our country. Listen to this doctor in Seattle. Just listen to this.
I fear that 2022 will set another heartbreaking record for fatal overdoses in King County. It will more than double the number of lives lost compared to just 3 years ago in 2019. The biggest driver of these fatal overdoses involves fentanyl in white powder and in fake pills. A key indication of just how bad things are at the end of 2022 and likely to get worse in 2023, the medical examiner's office is now struggling with the issue of storing bodies because the fentanyl-related death toll continues to climb.
So just once again, let's cover this here. I want you to picture a map. You know, it's radio. Let's picture a map. And let's do our conspiracy theorist yarn thing. Okay, so there's this big country, China. That's what we're looking at on the map. Okay, we got China. And China is where fentanyl is made. Now, I want you to take a red piece of yarn because it's always red. Red piece of yarn and put a pin in China with one end of the yarn. And then I want you to tie the other end of that yarn out to a picture of Joe Biden and the Biden family. Joe Biden's picture will just represent the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Biden brother cabal they have going. Okay, so we know that Joe Biden is tied to China. We know it from Hunter Biden's laptop. We have this article from Free Beacon, Biden think tank that housed the classified documents. By the way, that's the one at UPenn, University of Pennsylvania. He had a think tank there. That think tank hosted an event that pushed greater engagement with China. You know, that's how China bribes American officials. So the Biden family has all these connections. We know that to China. So you have one piece of yarn going from Biden to China. Let's do another piece of yarn. The fentanyl. The fentanyl goes from China to Mexico. It is shipped from China to Mexico. Why are they shipping it from China to Mexico? Because a long time ago, the drug cartels in Mexico figured out that they didn't have to just be the drug mules for all the cocaine-producing countries like Colombia. They could actually produce their own stuff and do their own stuff. If they're in charge of the routes, the smuggling routes into America, they, in fact, have most of the powder. So the fentanyl goes from China with your red yarn over there to Mexico, and boop, that's where the fentanyl is. Now, let's go back up to the Biden picture. The Biden picture is Joe Biden using the COVID-19 pandemic and its destruction of our economy to defeat Donald Trump with regular and other means to defeat Donald Trump in 2020. But here's what's so crazy. Huh. It looks like we need another string of yarn from Joe Biden back to China because Joe Biden isn't president without China's COVID-19. All right. So, boy, that's a lot of yarn. Are you still picturing your board? Do you get your board in your head? So Joe Biden got some yarn from China, business selection, business deals, got some yarn from China. It's the reason he got elected. Now back to the fentanyl yarn. The fentanyl goes from China to Mexico. All right, so we're looking at this whole thing and fentanyl from China to Mexico, but there's a missing piece. What are we missing here? Oh, I get it. Because that Biden picture, I want you to picture it on your map. The picture of Biden is right there in the middle of America, right? He's representing America. So America, Joe Biden, okay, the fentanyl, it's down in Mexico. It needs to get into America. That's where its main customer base is. That's where all the money is. So how are you going to do that? Oh, look, Joe Biden, once again, we'll come back to that picture. Joe Biden gets elected and immediately opens up that border between Mexico and America. Now, that fentanyl yarn goes from China to Mexico, right across the southern border, where we have so many people dying, the morgues are being filled up. Huh. Interesting how that works when you picture it on our board now, isn't it? Chris, I don't even think I'm kidding this time. I think we need a pin board. Michael, do you think we need a pin board? Hear me out. Hear me out. We'll put it behind us. It can be our thing, the conspiracy board or something. It's not like it's a thing that doesn't exist. It's already out there. We get a pin board and we get yarn and we have pictures of people and we're pinning things. What do you call it, Chris? Jesse Kelly's string theory? I think we can maybe work on that name a little bit. I don't know about the scientific principle of the string theory. I went to community college. What is the principle of the string theory thing? That everything's connected? That's what I came up with. That's my string theory. Everything is connected will be the basis for our board. I just came up with that live on the air. And we need a pin board to connect all these dots. This is great, Chris. And then we'll auction it off and we'll tell people that we're auctioning it off for charity. But in reality, we're all going to Red Lobster with whatever money in we bring in from the string board. Oh, this is brilliant. Boom. Nailed it. Let's get this some email. Wait, before we get to Rear Admiral Buttigieg and Social Security and this new generation of workers, this is something else. Before we get to any of that, let's get to this. Hello, Jesse, Dr. Jesse. One of the rules Rush Limbaugh taught us was failure for Democrats is resume enhancement. When they fail, they get rewarded. Example, Biden was a miserable vice president but was rewarded by Obama with the Medal of Freedom. Nancy Pelosi was a miserable Speaker of the House. Will Biden reward her with the Medal of Freedom? Okay, yes and no. Let's be clear about something. Nancy Pelosi is going to get a Medal of Freedom. There's no question about that. She is. And Nancy Pelosi is going to hang that on her wall. It'll be something of significance for her. But the real payoff, see, this is where we fall a little bit short, and I'm not pointing fingers at you. It's just we have to, it takes time to change your mentality, right? This is where we tend to fall a little bit short on the right. You, because you're a patriot who loves the country and because you're mindful of America, you would love to get a Medal of Freedom. Who wouldn't? My goodness, a symbol of my service and my patriotism to my country. You view that as being an awesome accomplishment. I view that as being an awesome accomplishment. Where we make a mistake is we think people like Nancy Pelosi view it the same way. Nancy Pelosi doesn't view a Medal of Freedom as some kind of symbol she served her country. It will be another nice thing she can hang on her wall. That's not the real payoff. That's not the real reward for someone like Nancy Pelosi. You have any idea, given her time in leadership for Democrats in the House, do you have any idea how many hundreds of millions of dollars Nancy Pelosi is responsible for of stealing it from you and funneling it to friends, funneling it to businesses and industries? Now that she's walking away from being Speaker, you're going to find out what the payoff is, and it ain't going to be no Medal of Freedom. Don't get me wrong. She's going to win a Medal of Freedom, too. You'll know who Nancy Pelosi really paid off when she was in office by who she, quote, goes to work for when she leaves office. Now, the answer may be convoluted. It may take some digging because it may be a think tank, like Joe Biden's think tank, right? It may be a think tank. Oh, look, I'm just doing charity work. No, it's a 501c3, so you can't see any of the donors. Oh, my nonprofit, what's my salary? Oh, $2 million. That's how it works. The real payoff isn't anything to do with the country. These people don't care about the country. The real payoff is always financial. It's always money and power for these people because that's what they worship. All right. Time for us to offend some people and toughen up the next generation. We'll talk about Rear Admiral Buttigieg. We'll talk about Social Security. We'll talk about your crappy sheets and why you're still sleeping in them. I know why you do that. I know you went out and I know you went to the big box store and I know you bought what you think are good sheets. One, you spent money with a communist company. You know, Target kicked out. Target's maybe the worst company out there. Bed Bath & Beyond, they kicked Mike Lindell out. Walmart, Mike Lindell gone. You're buying from all these big box stores that hate you and they hate freedom and they hate the country. Or you could go to MyPillow. He actually takes the money he makes and turns around and sinks it into fighting for the country, election integrity, and other things. Oh, and did I mention he also has the best sheets ever, still with a stupid sale on them, the Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets, as low as $29.98 right now. You got to go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Do keep in mind, 10-year warranty on the sheets. 10 years? You want to talk about confidence in your sheets? 10 years? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get you a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets, all right? Or you can call 800-845-0544.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, still in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. We're already almost halfway done with the week. It's been flying by. Just a little personal note before I get to making fun of the next generation. I'm about to offend a bunch of people. That'll be fun. And we'll get to the Rear Admiral and Social Security. But I got to tell you about the current dangerous situation I'm in right now. It's very exciting, but it's very dangerous. For instance, like we've talked about before on the show, because this is a very, as you know, high-end, mature show, we've talked about forming a bank robbery crew and who would, you know, what role everyone would play. I would be the wheelman because I'm obviously the best driver. I also need to lead the gang because I'm like Julius Caesar, really, and things like, well, we've discussed things like this on the show. But there's something else that's going on right now. And that thinking about bank robbery is so exciting. I've got something really dangerous and exciting going on, too. I haven't told you yet. I got a new phone. Now hear me out. I dealt with Pure Talk. My old phone had a, you know, I don't buy new things. I told you that. I don't buy new things. My old phone was like four versions ago. It had a big crack in the screen. It had been dropped who knows how many times. So I got a hold of Pure Talk. I got to speak to an American who spoke English, which is always, and she was actually pleasant too. Jessica was her name. She was wonderful. I still remember. It's just wonderful. And of course, it only took about 10 minutes and they're sending me a new iPhone 14. So I get the iPhone 14. I call Jessica up. Actually, this was great. I didn't even have to call her. I texted her. Texted Jessica. She texts back, beep, beep, beep. All right, your phone's on. Your data's transferred. You're done. It was that easy, right? But here's the deal. My phone doesn't have a case on it. I really just started using it. Doesn't have a case on it. And this is how the phone is supposed to feel. It's supposed to feel sleek and slick, slip right into your pocket and right out of your pocket. It doesn't even have a screen protector on it. This phone is sitting here naked, unprotected. And it feels so good every time I pick it up. But I know I am one drop away from having to pay $1,000 for a brand new phone. It feels good. Unprotected always feels better, but can burn you in the end. All right? Get that cover for your phone. I'm in this dangerous window. I've got about 24 hours before my new cover gets here. Until then, I don't know what's going to happen. Am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? I don't know, but it's going to feel good. What do you keep waving in front of your face, Chris? Is my new cover going to have my face on it? Yeah, what else would, have it on, would it have on it? I don't understand the question at all. And by the way, thank you, Pure Talk. And then we speak to everybody. Dealing with people who speak English is freaking wonderful. It's not just that Pure Talk shares your values, and Verizon doesn't, and AT&T doesn't, and T-Mobile doesn't. Pure Talk does. Talking to pleasant people instead of, oh, welcome to AT&T, I'm going to help you. Okay, I need a new phone. Instead, happy, pleasant people make life worthwhile. Switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. On top of all the other money you save, that'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right. I don't do, you know, if you listen to the show for any length of the time, I don't do the kids today thing. I don't do that. You know why I don't do that? Because every single generation I've ever talked to in my life has said that same thing about the next generation upcoming. I guarantee you Moses was saying this about the next generation. These next generation of Israelites, they're not going to cut it. Telling you what, lazy, worthless. And then that generation said the same thing about the one after them. It's a thing that people do as they get older. And it's a thing I've always refused to do, because this is why. Every generation is filled with turds. And every generation is filled with studs. And there's a lot of people in between. It's not a generation. This generation's great. The boomers are great. The boomers are horrible. Gen Z sucks. Gen Z's great. That's not a thing. Every individual has their own thing. But when I heard this little rant from a former Google employee, I've got to tell you, it did occur to me that there are a lot of people today who really, really need my father.
A day in my life getting laid off at Google. So I woke up to this really ominous text from my boss, and I honestly had no idea what it was going to be about. So I called her the minute I woke up and saw this, and she told me to check the news and my email. So I rushed downstairs to find out that I had lost access to basically everything. I couldn't log into my email or even check my calendar. I called my boss back, and we just sobbed over the phone because she was also finding out about my layoff for the first time today, too. I started getting calls from a bunch of my coworkers and started finding out who else was let go on my team and some neighboring teams as well. But I think the worst part is that it seems like no one was consulted on this decision and everyone was just finding out about the layoffs at the same time. It just felt like a really bad game of Russian roulette and there was no consistency around who was let go. It was also not performance-based, so it just felt really random. I opened up LinkedIn, which honestly was not great for my mental health. There were so many people who were in the same boat that were both equally as shocked and blindsided. But it did help me feel a little less alone. Honestly, I spent so much of the day crying that I just felt so tired from being sad and wanted to do something that would just make me feel better.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. We're gonna stop. We're going to stop. All right, I'm only going to spend a brief moment on this, okay? And I'm going to stay calm, all right? I need you to hear me. This isn't just a next generation thing. Young, old, it doesn't matter. I really need you to buck up. And I really need you to stop crying at work. And I really need you to understand something. No, it is performance-based. It is. It doesn't mean every time you get laid off, you're bad or a bad worker. It really doesn't mean that at all. It means that they sat down and they viewed people's values to the company versus what they take away from the company. It's not just whether you provide value. Remember, you take value too when you take pay. You take value. They lay off because they sit down and they analyze, is this juice worth the squeeze? So here's what I needed to do. Please don't whine about your mental health again when you're at Google and you get 16 weeks of pay, 16 weeks of severance pay, when there are people across the country who can't pay the bills right now. And stop talking about sobbing with your boss. And bosses, stop sobbing with your employees, both current and former. I don't know when it happened in this country that employment became some sort of a touchy-feely daycare where we have to have your mental health addressed. But I've got to tell you, Chris, Michael, and I mean this genuinely, I don't give a crap about your mental health at all. Now, I prefer you're doing well, But I'm never going to ask, how's your mental health doing, fellas? Show up on time, get the job done, eat pizza and drink beer while you do it. I don't care. But this is not a daycare, and I'm not your father. And I better never see anybody crying in the office either. Cry somewhere else, all right? Go find your shrink. Stop crying at work. I feel better. I feel better. Let's talk about Social Security. Hang on.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Florida teachers told to remove books from classroom libraries or risk felony prosecution. Yeah, good. Yes. You should take any teacher who is attempting to groom your child into communism, be it cultural Marxism or just the good old-fashioned run-of-the-mill communism, they should all be arrested and thrown in prison. They should be. In a true anti-communist country that wanted to remain free, this would be the case. Do you know, let me tell you something. You know that the worst people in the United States of America are actually not in the prisons? Now, don't get me wrong. Our prisons have a bunch of very, very, very bad people in them. But the worst people in the United States of America, many of them are in charge of educating your children. They're on school boards. They teach in preschools, grade schools, middle schools, high schools. They most definitely teach in colleges. The most vile, violent, sadistic people in this country. It's actually not the guy, the gangbanger who shot somebody up on death row in California. No, the most vile, violent sadists in America today are the ones telling your preschooler that they can be any gender they want to be. That's actually the most evil person in the country. So, there. I'm glad we had that. Speaking of which, let's do this really quickly, because it's rare that the Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg gives us anything of value, but he definitely did, because I've told you for the longest time that I'll get emails asking about things. This comes from entertainment and sports a lot. Jesse, why did this actor say this? I don't understand why they had to put that in there. Jesse, why does Nickelodeon Jr. have a drag queen dancing? Jesse, why are M&Ms involved? Jesse, why did Disney do this? Jesse, why? Jesse, why? Jesse, why? And I've tried to explain it to you that if you think about the Democratic Party, if you think about the communists as an ideology or as as politics, then you are simply, you're so far behind what they really are. Everything will be confusing to you. It's not confusing to me, and it's not confusing to the other anti-communists who've been listening to the show for a while, because we understand these are not Democrats. They're not politicians. They're not ideologues. These are religious zealots. And as I've explained before, have you ever known somebody, or maybe you yourself are a devout Christian? Maybe you're a devout Christian. Maybe you wake up in the morning and first thing you do is you read your Bible and you pray. You pray with your family. And you go to church on Sunday and at least once during the week. And you are a devout Christian. You and Jesus, your best buds. Do you ever, ever, ever go into a situation, ever, and you tell Jesus before you go in, hey, King of Kings, sit this one out if you wouldn't mind, please. Hey, not now, Jesus. Gosh, okay, I'm busy, right? No. No, Jesus, not now. I'm at work. Jesus, not now. I'm coaching Little League. Jesus, come on. I'm making dinner. Jesus, please leave me. You don't say that, do you? It would never even occur to you to say that. Why? Because everything in your life is viewed through that lens. Everything in your life is viewed through that lens. Until you understand and accept that the communist is devout and the communist is committed in the same way you're committed, you will never understand why these people do the things they do. Why do we now have politics in everything from M&Ms to professional sports? Why? Jesse, why? Why can't they just teach math? Jesse, why can't they just play football? Jesse, why can't they? Why can't they? Applaud to you, Rear Admiral Buttgig. In about 5 seconds, he explains it as well as I ever could.
Every transportation decision in the 21st century is a climate decision, whether we recognize it or not.
Every decision is a climate decision. Pete, you're the transportation secretary. Why aren't you just concerned with transportation? You should be worried about highways and bridges and gas prices and rail and planes and things like that. But Pete, I don't understand. You've used your position as transportation secretary as being some radical climate change cultist nut job. That doesn't seem like your role. Pete, I don't understand. Why are you taking that view and you're applying it to your job? Pete, will you please explain it to me? Credit to you, Pete. He explained it in plain English. You can accept it or not accept it. The person who writes that next Disney movie you're going to spend money and take your child to, this is how they view their job.
Every transportation decision in the 21st century is a climate decision, whether we recognize it or not.
I'm not making a movie for Disney. I'm not making a movie with values in it that will promote country and family. No, are you kidding me? Every movie I make, it's about pushing LGBTQ stuff. No. Every movie I make is an LGBTQ decision. Oh, no. An NFL player. Drew Brees. He's got the name of some rapist on his helmet. What? Drew, why would you do something like that? I don't understand. And he would simply tell you, what are you talking about? Every decision I make is a Black Lives Matter decision. It would never occur to me to show up to work and not put that in. The same way it would never occur to you to tell the Lord and Savior to sit this one out. It would never occur to the communist to sit down and go to school and teach class or make you a movie or your music or write your textbooks or make your documentaries on TV. It would never occur to the communist even once to set that aside for any reason. Do you set Jesus aside? Until you accept you're dealing with religious zealots, you will never be able to fully wrap your arms around exactly what it is we're facing, exactly how committed the evil is. Have you wrapped your mind around this? Think about this for a second. And again, I know that I'm far to the right of most of you when it comes to pro-life. I don't believe in exceptions. I've told you, I don't hide from it. I don't believe in exceptions. A life is a life is a life. Save it, preserve it. Should be protected at all costs. So I get that that's not you, but wherever you fall on it, 70 million? We've killed 70 million babies in America? I applaud preborn because you want to talk about wading into the area of demons. They go into these terrible areas where they go into the highest abortion areas, Baltimore, places like that. And that's where they set up their pro-life clinics. They're not setting up a pro-life clinic in my neighborhood down right next to all the other people who are pro-life. No, they're going right down to the worst areas in the country and setting up these clinics to give babies a chance at life. And that $28 you send preborn buys that scared young woman a free ultrasound so she has the option to choose life. She doesn't know. She's naive. She's being told by everyone in her life, kill it. Just kill it. Preborn's there saying, hey, maybe just hear its heartbeat first. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life. $140 buys you five of them. We're on a mission. The mission is 15,000 babies. The Jesse Kelly Show family, we have partnered with Preborn. I'll just give it to you. That's our mission. 15,000 babies' lives saved. That's our mission. We'll see if we can do it. That's what I want. Dial #250, say baby, if you want to give that $28 or $140 or whatever. Or you can go to preborn.com/Jesse. Now, before I get to emails and headlines and other things, I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this. Just want to bring this up briefly here. Two different headlines. Headline, U.S. debt ceiling threatening our economic outlook. And two, the CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office, projects Social Security Trust Fund to be exhausted by 2033 without changes. You know, it's one of the funny things about national debt. Those of us who care about it, we don't talk about it as much, not because it doesn't matter, but because we understand when you can't afford eggs, you really don't want to hear another thing about the national debt. Oh my gosh, the national debt. It's something we've talked about on the right for so long. Nothing's ever happened. The national debt, the national debt, the national debt. But as we've talked about before on the show, it's not a problem until it is a problem. And then it's only a problem once. That's the thing. Once that debt crisis finally gets here, and trees don't grow to the sky, it's going to get here. You can't spend money you don't have unlimitedly. I don't think that's a word, Chris, but it is now. Anyway, you can't spend money you don't have unlimitedly. Once that debt crisis gets here, nothing else will matter. Isn't that wild to think about? It's the issue nobody cares about now, but when the chickens come home to roost, no one will care about anything else. Crazy, isn't it? All right. Some emails and headlines, then we're gone. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll be right back here tomorrow to wildly entertain the masses, Chris. It's just what we do. All right? You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do some emails, and I want to offend some people before we get to headlines I didn't get to. I want to make sure I offend a bunch of people with this one right here. The headline is this. Over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. Are we worried yet? This is from Evie Magazine. Okay. Here's what's happened in society. This is taking place across the West, but it's most definitely taking place in America. So let's make sure we offend everyone here. And I just want to make sure I remind you, this is not your mommy's show. This is your daddy's show. If you're offended, I don't care. It means nothing to me. You can email me and let me know. It's fine, but I still won't care. I'll probably laugh. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Men and women, we are different. We are born different. We are made to do different things in this life. As a man, this is universal. You are born as a man to provide for a woman, to guide children, to protect society. These are part of the things you're born for as a man. And as fathers, we are cheating our sons if we teach them something other than that. My sons, young as they are, they already know. No, you should get married one day. No, you better make sure. No, I don't want to. You're not going to be a stay-at-home dad. No, you're going to go to work. You're going to provide for your woman and the kids. No, you're not going to take a bunch of her crap, but you're going to treat her well, and you're going to provide for your woman and your kids. And my kids know. Part of your job is to be a protector of society, period. You see a bully picking on someone, you step in, period. That's part of your role. Now, I don't have daughters, but here's the God's honest truth. I saw somebody the other day, there was some weird video. It was kind of weird going around online. Some family was teaching their young girls to be homemakers. They were already being taught cooking, cleaning, taking care of things, taking care of kids, taking care of the husband. They were being taught to be housewives. And of course, the video was spreading around the internet. And honestly, there were a bunch of it that was a little bit weird. But of course, everyone couldn't stop making fun of them. Oh, look at these women. Look at these nut jobs. Look at this. And I looked at the video and I thought to myself, oh man, if those girls aren't careful, they're going to end up with a husband and be really happy instead of miserable.
The truth is this, if you're raising your daughter, or if you are a daughter, and you're being raised with any version of that, I am woman, hear me roar crap. I can do anything a man can do crap. If that's how you're being guided by society, and that's how our culture guides people now. I'm not indicting parents. Sons are told they should be practically be women now. But don't be too toxic with your testosterone. And women are told, oh, no, you can do anything. Go, Trina. Shatter that glass ceiling. And then we look around and we're shocked when everyone's peeled out of their minds and miserable. Well, I'll tell you what. I bet you I'd be miserable as a horse jockey. You know that? Miserable. You know why? Because that's not what I'm born to do. I'm 6'8", 230. If you're a horse jockey, you got to be about 100 pounds and 5 feet tall. If I got on a horse like that, the horse would be too slow. My knees would hurt. I would suck. I'd get fired. I'd be out of a job, and I'd be looking around saying, this is miserable. What's wrong? What's wrong is I shouldn't be there. That's what's wrong. Maybe if such a large percentage of women in this country are not finding fulfillment where they are, maybe you shouldn't be there. Go away. Go find what you were made for and born for. How about that, Chris? That'll be wildly offensive to people. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And remember, I don't care if you're offended. And the more you demand I apologize, the more I'll just double down. I'll play the whole segment again. If I get at least 10 complaints, if I get 10 complaints about that little rant I just went on, Chris, record the whole thing. I will play the whole thing again on repeat. And every night I get 10 complaints, I will play the entire thing again on repeat. That is how you're supposed to do it. Now, the good news is, if you really hate me, you can join fans of the show and scream at me in person. You just have to do it in Israel. No, you can't come see me at the house or I'll kill you. But if you come to Israel, we can hang out together for 10 days and do a 10-day history tour of the Holy Land. Jerusalem, Nazareth. We're going to Masada, the big Jewish fort up there where they had it out with the Romans. 10 days, July 17th to the 26th. You want to join me, Chris, Michael, the fam? Go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Promo code. I'm kidding. There's no promo code. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or you can call 877-234-3002. The whole itinerary is there too, by the way. Everything you want to know about the whole thing, it's all right there.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
FBI official who investigated Trump for Russian collusion gets arrested for Russian collusion. That's from Red State. Just a reminder to you, they're always guilty of everything they accuse the other side of doing, and it's really quite brilliant. Think about this. Wrap your mind around the fact that half the country now probably believes Donald Trump is some Russian asset when he's absolutely not. And the truth is, they are. The whole Democratic Party's on the take from Russia. Exclusive. Only 14% of voters support amnesty for illegal aliens. And while this is true, amnesty for illegals is not popular at all. One thing we also need to wake up and realize on the right is percentages don't matter at all. We always lie to ourselves about this. Well, no, 51% of the American, 25%, 85% of Americans. Percentages don't matter. Popularity doesn't matter at all. Power is what matters. Always keep that in mind. Power is what matters. You know what's popular? Really, really popular? Go poll every American. Left, right, middle. You know what's popular? Gas stoves. You know what will no longer be found in New York and California in 10 years from now? Gas stoves. Popularity matters not at all. Stop lying to yourself about that. Atlanta anti-police riots hurt downtown businesses, workers, and wallets, employees say. Tell me who you voted for. I'll tell you how much I care. I'm always going to keep coming back to this when it comes to these cities, because I see this in city after city after city after city, where they go vote 60, 70% Democrat every single time. And then I see some horrible communist street violence there. And people are saying, oh, I can't walk on the sidewalk. It's full of poop. Oh, my business got robbed. Oh, I got carjacked. And I have to keep coming back to tell me who you voted for before I tell you how much I care. Because I don't know how much I care yet. Look, if you're some employee in Atlanta and you've been on the right, you still got the MAGA sticker on your car. And you don't like the conditions downtown? Okay, you I feel bad for.
But if you vote Democrat, well, I mean, Daddy always did, and so I vote Democrat.
I think it's hilarious that you're dealing with violent crime, actually. I think it's not just that I don't care. That was too nice. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious to me that you are so disconnected that you will continue to go for the polls and vote for the same people who destroy your own area. And frankly, you're so stupid, you deserve that. You deserve to have a bad city. That's what you deserve for how you vote. It's true. There. That was a sunny note to end the show on. Member complaints can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, the unexpected, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the man who went down that day.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, you'll hear about these heroes and what their stories tell us about the nature of bravery. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.